Damage assessment in the Notre Dame Cathedral fire is underway in Paris. It is part of a French focus on the future.
French President Macron said it's part of France's destiny to rebuild the 8-centuries-old cathedral, a project which he says will take years. International fundraising kicked off on Tuesday. The building's main stone structure escaped complete destruction, along with some of its religious relics and priceless artwork. Some of its bronze statues had already been removed last week as the cathedral underwent planned restoration work. The Vatican called the Notre Dame a symbol of Christianity and said it was praying for the firefighters. One was seriously injured in the blaze. So far, that's been the only reported victim of the tragedy.
That was correspondent Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. AP correspondent Angela Charlton tells us there have been offers of financial aid, including many from outside France.
They're working, they're climbing throughout this huge cathedral right now to try to make sure it's safe, to find if there are any possible little fires that could break out, but also to see if the structure, how much damage has been done to the structure.
That was Angela Charlton of AP. For his part, European Union Chief Donald Tusk is calling on member states to help France rebuild its landmark.
The burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral has again made us aware that we are bound by something more important and more profound than treaties.
The spirit of the French people, Paris Deputy Mayor Jean-François Martin was on CBS this morning.
We will rise up again and build it again, and we'll show that even in our sadness, we can rebound.
To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, promoting a U.S. women's empowerment program.
Women remain the greatest under-tapped resources in the world. As governments, we must recognize that women often face legal barriers as well as cultural barriers to their free and full economic participation.
The 2X Africa initiative aims to mobilize $1 billion and directly invest $350 million in companies and funds owned by women, led by women, or by providing goods or services that empower women on the continent. The waiting game is on here in Washington before a redacted version of the special counsel Robert Mueller's report is released later this week. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The nation's been waiting to see this report for nearly 2 years. Once it's released Thursday, former federal prosecutor David Weinstein's preaching one word, patience.
If you want to get an honest opinion, you're going to need to read the whole thing.
Hot takes on Twitter won't help anybody.
The biggest mistake that anybody can make is to read a snippet or two or jump to a summary and then start to give an opinion as to what the conclusion would be.
President Trump's given his, telling confidants he's certain the full report will vindicate him. But two Republicans also say he's convinced the media will manipulate the results in a bid to hurt him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the Trump administration, immigration is shaping up as perhaps the biggest part of the president's bid for re-election in 2020. There are signs of it almost every day. AP correspondent Matt Small has a report.
Top Trump administration officials are considering several ideas for dealing with the immigration issue as the president seeks to both make good on his 2016 campaign promises and energize his base. Among them, new travel restrictions on people from countries with high numbers of citizens who overstay short-term visas, targeting the remittance payments sent home by people living here illegally, and punishing immigrants here legally for using public benefits like food stamps. Meanwhile, President Trump continues to suggest that he'll send migrants to so-called sanctuary cities in an apparent effort to exact revenge on Democratic foes. Matt Small, Washington.
In Libya, as conflict escalates between the rebel forces of General Khalifa Haftar and the central government, some experts are warning that Islamic State militants could take advantage of the security vacuum in the country. The unrest flared up last week when Haftar ordered his Libyan National Army to move on Tripoli in a victorious march. His forces have since conducted multiple airstrikes, with Tripoli's Mitiga International Airport among the initial targets. The World Health Organization says over the past 3 days, the fighting has claimed almost 50 lives. Gene Randall, VOA News.